listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about how we need to pursue God's promise, God's way. I want to read to you from 1 Samuel chapter 24, verses 4 and 5, where we read this. Then the men of David said to him, "This is the day of which the Lord said to you, 'Behold, I will deliver your enemy into your hand, that you may do to him as it seems good to you.' And David arose and secretly cut off a corner of Saul's robe. Now it happened afterward that David's heart troubled him because he had cut Saul's robe." David was a hunted man, and King Saul was the hunter. After a long time living as a fugitive, David found refuge in the caves of En-Gedi. Hiding in the darkness of a large cave, he saw King Saul enter the cave. If Saul was ever vulnerable, this was the time. Now, David's men were excited at the opportunity, and they believed it was a gift from God. They knew it was no coincidence that Saul came alone into that cave at that moment. They thought that this was an opportunity from God to kill Saul, the man who hunted and tormented them. Apparently, on some previous occasion, God had promised David, "Behold, I will deliver your enemy into your hand, that you may do with him as it seems good to you." They believed that this was the fulfillment of that promise, and that David needed to seize the promise by faith and by the sword. Yet, David did not kill Saul. Instead, we read, David arose and secretly cut off a corner of Saul's robe. We can imagine David listening to this counsel from his men, and with his sword creeping quickly towards Saul, covered by the darkness of the cave. David's men were excited. Their lives as fugitives were about to be over, and they would soon be set up as friends and associates of the new king of Israel, that is David. But as David came close to Saul and put forth his sword, he didn't bring it crashing down on Saul's neck, or he didn't thrust it through his back. Instead, he secretly cut off a corner of Saul's robe. David decided to spare Saul because he knew that God's promise said, "You will inherit the throne of Israel." He knew that Saul was in the way of that promise. But he also knew that it was disobedient of him to kill Saul because God put Saul in a position of authority, and it was God's job to take care of Saul, not David's. David wanted the promise to be fulfilled, but he refused to try and fulfill God's promise through his own disobedience. Sometimes when we have a promise from God, we think we are justified in sinning to pursue that promise. This is always wrong. God will fulfill his promise, but he'll do it his way, and he'll do it righteously. Instead, we need to be like Abraham, who obeyed God even when it seemed to be at the expense of God's promise, willing to sacrifice even the son of promise. You'll find that in Genesis chapter 22. Even more, we need to be like Jesus, who didn't take Satan's offer to win back the world at the expense of obedience when Satan tempted him in the wilderness. We also see that David's heart didn't store up bitterness and anger towards Saul. Even as Saul made David's life completely miserable, David kept taking it to the Lord, and he received the cleansing from the hurt and the bitterness and the anger that the Lord can give to us. If David had stored up bitterness and anger towards Saul, he probably wouldn't have been able to resist the temptation to kill him at what seemed to be a risk-free opportunity. May God make us willing and able to pursue his promise for our life in his way instead of our own way. May God give us that today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.